Moms for Health presents To Your Good Health Radio. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and Dr. David Friedman.
Our next guest is a mother of eight who, along with her husband, pioneered an award-winning family business which has been featured on PBS, The Doctors, and The Today Show. She's turned a small-town farm business into an international empire. Welcome to the show, founder of Goat Milk Stuff, PJ Jonas. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
PJ, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, great topic. You know, goat's milk has been shown to be a healthy alternative to cow's milk. It's allergen-free, loaded with nutrients. But what inspired you to turn this beverage that your family drank each day into an international soap business?
Well, I actually had all the children in the bathtub one day and was bathing them. And while they just splashed around, I picked up the baby wash that I had always used and actually looked at the ingredient list and couldn't believe that it was filled with chemicals, petroleum-based chemicals, and all of these things I didn't want to use on their skin. So I decided right then and there that I was going to make my own soap. And we already had the dairy goat, so I knew the milk was good not just to drink, but also really good for your skin because it's high in things like vitamin A and selenium and alpha hydroxy acids. So I decided instead of using water, I was going to put the goat milk right into the soap. And when I first made it and put it in the shower, my husband's fingers stopped cracking and splitting. So that was kind of when I had my aha moment that this was something really good that I could use and sell.
Wow. Now, if his hand stopped splitting and cracking, I would imagine this would help people with eczema or psoriasis.
Yeah, that was really kind of how we got our first start, was when we would go to craft shows, we would give the soap out, and people would find relief from their symptoms from eczema, psoriasis, things like that, and they would just tell everybody they know because they tried so many other things and, steroids and creams and everything they could try and nothing worked, and just switching the soap actually gave them some relief.
Right, but there's so many artificial ingredients and there's foaming agents and toxins found in commercial soap. People don't realize that, especially mothers. They just put this stuff in their baby's skin, shampoo on their hair, and even some of the sun protector have toxins in it. So I commend you for bringing more natural products, and you even went beyond the soap, didn't you, and create something of like a goat little empire of other products.
We do. We have things like lip balms and lotions. And one of the things that we've done differently is instead of making a liquid lotion, we make a solid lotion. And the reason we do that is because liquid lotions can have bacteria grow in that liquid environment. And so in order to prevent that bacterial growth, they need to put chemical preservatives into the lotion. And I don't feel that's at all healthy for my kids' skin. So we make a solid lotion instead that doesn't need any of those chemical preservatives.
Oh, that's great. Now, I know in the intro we mentioned that you have eight children. Do they help out at the farm?
They do. We homeschool our children, and they all work with the animals and with the soap. My boys are the ones that do all the milking twice a day. Everybody helps cut and bag soap, and my oldest daughter helps to get all the orders out and talk with customers and things like that.
Oh, that's great. Interesting, I read that you won 2013 Leading Moms in Business Competition. Congratulations on that.
And Thank you so much. That was great.
You're an inspiration to females who use motherhood duties as an excuse not to become an entrepreneur. And here you manage a successful business with eight homeschooled children. What's your secret? Do you never sleep?
No, I actually get quite a lot of sleep. But I really believe that children can do a lot more than most parents give them credit for. My children and I, before we brought my husband on to the business full time, we did goat milk stuff all by ourselves. And they were just such big helpers. They, if I have I'm running short on time, I can ask them to do something for me. So if you can spend the time to teach and train your children, you can get dividends from that later on.
See, and move them up into the family business. So when you're tired and he says, I've had enough, they take over.
Yeah, and it becomes something that they really enjoy and that they have pride in. I tell people all the time, I don't ever have to worry about self-esteem issues with my children because they know how important and valuable they are to what we do.
Hear, hear, PJ. They're here. Well, I'm a mother of two, and I'm one of the only mothers I know who makes her children clean toilets, mow the lawn, help with laundry, all these things most people wouldn't dream of having their children do. So good for you. Rock on.
Thanks. Yeah, we've always believed that, hard work is not a punishment. Hard work is something that you're going to spend the rest of your life doing, and if you can find something that you love and something that you're good at and something that helps other people, then that's the kind of work that you should embrace and know that you're going to do.
Yeah, one of my favorite sayings is, as the twig is bent, so grows the tree. So if you prime them early, you instill good qualities in them when they become adults. So, you know, that's awesome that you do that. How many goats do you have on your 36-acre farm?
Right now we have about 40. We're milking 20 of them. And then we kept a whole bunch of kids for next year that'll start being added to the milking string.
And you've named all of these goats, correct?
Oh, yeah. They all have names when we have babies every year, because a lot of our goats will have triplets is not uncommon. So they get the first letter of their mom's name, and we sit as they're born trying all to name them. So that's quite a lot of fun.
Hey, PJ, do you make goat cheese?
I make goat cheese for the family. We actually make quite a lot of it. My 13-year-old is the one who does most of the cheese making around here, but we don't have a certified kitchen, so we're not able to sell it.
Mm. It's my favorite cheese.
Yeah,
it's
great
good
cheese.
Good stuff.
Now, you know, PJ, a lot of listeners, we got to kind of go back to the intro. They probably cringed at the idea of drinking milk from a goat. Share why that's a better alternative than cow's milk, and you know, let's steer some people away from dairy.
Yeah, you know, cow's milk that's raw, that isn't pasteurized and homogenized, isn't nearly as bad. But goat milk is a lot more easy for most people to digest. Most people that are lactose right. intolerant can actually handle goat milk, and the fat molecules in goat milk are a lot smaller, so it causes a lot less of the digestion and absorption problems than cow milk does.
That's great. And also, it's you know, it's easier, to, as you mentioned, to assimilate. I know cow's milk is from a giant animal, and our little bodies can't digest something designed for a one-ton animal. When you get a goat that's smaller, it's smaller enzymes needed to break it down, less allergies, and, you know, cow's milk's been associated with sinus and asthma, where goat's milk does not. So there's definitely some health benefits there. If you're looking for milk, you know, from an animal, goats is number one. So
and, PJ, where can people find all of your products? Are you selling at Whole Foods and such? Because I've seen some goat milk products before, and I thought they were goat milk stuff.
Yeah, no, we're not in Whole Foods yet. We actually just moved out of our home and original place onto a new farm that we purchased as the business has grown. So right now it's primarily on our website at www.goatmilkstuff.com. So that's something in 2014 that we're looking to get into more stores so people can find the products closer to home.
And what about shampoo? Right. Do you have shampoo?
We have a shampoo bar that people love. It takes a little bit used to doing a bar instead of the liquid shampoo. But when you make a liquid soap, and so many people are kind of addicted to liquid soap nowadays, it's actually a much harsher process. You have to actually cook liquid soap. And so that makes it not as gentle as the bar soap. So a lot of people that have sensitivity issues and problem skin are really benefited by going back to a bar soap.
And how does everything smell, PJ?
Oh, my gosh, so good.
I mean, I've had a baby who drank goat milk, and she did smell like a goat for a while. So it was like coming through her pores. Now, how does the goat milk stuff smell?
Yeah, no, our stuff is amazing. One of the things that, you know, if you buy goat milk at the grocery store, I've never done it, but I hear that it's really terrible.
Yeah,
you know,
it's not great.
It's straight from goats that are taken care of and loved and cleaned very well. You really can't pick up any goat smell at all. So we have a lot of different scents, like oatmeal milk and honey and black raspberry and pink sugary, which is like vanilla with a little bit sweeter. So we've got a lot of different scents, as well as unscented for people who have sensitivity to scent. But that just smells like soap.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your inspiring story with our listeners. And to learn more about the variety or products available, all derived from goat milk, you can go to www.goatmilkstuff.com. That's goatmilkstuff.com. And remember, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. David Friedman. And if you miss any of the shows, and it's such great information, remember that you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. Of course, you can't forget the .com, but you're listening to Your Good Health Radio. This is Melanie Cole with, of course, Dr. David Friedman. Stay well and stay tuned. More to come.